AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in. Yes, let's give you a hand clap. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. We appreciate your listenership. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and our online streaming where you can always listen live. If you want to dial into today's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on air with me today. Of course, if you want to connect with me directly, you can do that by emailing me at on the edge at businessontheedge.biz or call 1-888-MY-SBC30. SBC, Small Business Concierge 30. So welcome into the show today. I'm so glad to be here. And I hope you're glad to be here on today's show. Today's going to be a little different. I'm a little bit on my soapbox today. I'm in a slow hurry. I get to do this hour show and I'm going to be in a slow hurry. So listen quick. You know, working with entrepreneurs and those that are thinking about aspiring entrepreneurs, there's some similarities to them, and there's these feelings. Should I be feeling this way? Should I already be there? I'm embarrassed because I don't know something. And so it's all of these different things that are going on with an entrepreneur. And you know what they want, what they really want. Number one, they want hope. They want to feel like this crazy adventure that they are embarking upon will work. They're stepping out of the norm, the traditional day-to-day grind, the for sure, let's say almost for sure, paycheck that they get, and they're stepping out, doing something new. The second thing that they want is that long-term sustainable business, that business that is going to be around for a long, long time. And that's not really an overnighter. It's a process. It's a journey. And it's not just a journey of being skilled at some specific discipline. Maybe I like to use the example when I'm doing trainings for small businesses or scaling businesses. I like to use my favorite example of chocolate chunk cookies. So maybe I like making chocolate chunk cookies, and can I make them to the place where it's sustained, it's a sustainable business system? There's two different types of entrepreneurial systems, really. It's only two: self-employed and the business system. And you might say, Coach Margaret, what's the difference? Coach Jackson, what's the difference between the two? Self-employed isn't a business system. Self-employed is something that you do, and if you don't do it, if you get sick or you want to go on vacation to Paris and you don't work, you don't make money. A business system where you're headed, where many businesses want to head, is a system that employs, that has its processes, that is able to operate. You're making money while you're asleep. And you take that trip to Paris or Hawaii or wherever your favorite destination is, or maybe it's just taking some time off and you are vacationing, you're doing a local vacation, right? And you have a business system that continues to operate and to work without you. And we call that a business system where you can disengage. And so when businesses are starting out, entrepreneurs are starting out, there's all of these reservations. I hear it all. I hear all the worry, all the concerns, insecurities. Should I be doing this? Did I make the right decision? Is my livelihood in my home, is that going to fall apart? And so you hear it all. How do you get past that? Do you get past that? And entrepreneurship and taking this journey, and those that are thinking about taking the leap into this world, is that you have to give yourself permission to be normal. Feel what you feel. It's normal. It's normal to be concerned. It's normal to worry about it. It's normal to ask these probing questions about your adventure into entrepreneurship. And I want to give you some, hopefully in this show today, some encouragement, inspiration, and advice on how to tackle this journey without totally losing it or throwing in the towel before you are just at that tipping point and you can't take it anymore and you quit. Or the strain that it can take on relationships and families and spouses. I've talked to a lot of women, amazing women over the years that are married, entrepreneurial, and doesn't have the support of their husband. Those are difficult situations. Sitting in events, doing these wonderful events for power women, and I'll never forget doing an event in Silicon Valley, San Jose area, and I always like doing it at a hotel where they can come in and have a little bit of breakfast and before we get started, and just everyone's networking and mingling. And I see this entrepreneur woman sitting alone, having breakfast with this sober look, sad look on her face. And I've got a lot of things to do. When you're the host of an event, you're doing a lot of things and my team's running around. And I had to stop. And so I went and sat with her. And she begins to weep. And she begins to share the struggle and in the middle of it, her desire to have a business that is profitable. And profitability and building your business to a place where you are earning sufficient revenue takes time. When we're working with small businesses, we're saying, when you start, you should have some cash on hand. There should be some cash to run the business for the first 12 to 18, maybe 24 months as you're ramping up, because there's a ramp-up time. It's not common to open your doors and everyone comes flooding in, like White Castle in Las Vegas. Remember when White Castle opened a White Castle restaurant in Las Vegas? I remember that because I'm a Las Vegas fan of Las Vegas. I like traveling Las Vegas, and I love White Castle hamburgers. I'm originally from the Midwest. And I was like, oh my gosh, they're opening a White Castle. And I can get to it a lot easier than going back to the Chicagoland area. So I was really stoked about it. So I was watching the story closely. And White Castle on the strip across the street from Caesar Palace, believe me, I got pictures of myself and my husband in front of it, opened up, lines around the corner, and has to close their doors because they sold out of everything same day. Not common. Great. If that happened to every business, we would be like totally crazy, crazy loving that, right? But that's not the case. The reality is that it takes time. It takes patience. It takes preparing. It takes all of the effort and structure and infrastructure to get your product or service to market. Customer, one of my clients the other day says, I feel like I should already be there. I was gonna stop and I'm like, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. You've been doing this process for like, you know, 5 minutes. You should give yourself a break. So your entrepreneurs out there, number one, give yourself a break. Give yourself permission to go through the process and be normal. That's what it is. It's normal. It's normal to have the hurdles. It's normal to, you know, get through the all of the things that a business can go through before it gets to its destination. And a couple of years ago, I talked about Mattel Toy Store. Mattel was not a toy store. It was totally something else. It was furniture, lamps, and jewelry, and things that they made. And they were using new materials because of the war. And had all of this material left over. Started making toys, furniture toys. It took off. You never know where it's going to end up. I've got to go to a commercial break. When I come back, we're going to just kind of chat. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on Business on the Edge. We are talking about and encouraging those entrepreneurs, a little bit of battle worn. You're out there fighting the good fight of entrepreneurship, and you just need someone to come along and tell you that you're okay, that it's normal to experience those uphill battles. Everyone experiences them. Steve Jobs experienced them. Oprah Winfrey experienced them. Mattel experienced them. Walt Disney, wow. If you ever read his story and check out what he went through, and how he lost in projects that were taken from him in just bad business deals. I was thinking, I remember watching the documentary of Walt Disney and thinking, oh my gosh, I probably would have quit. It's just brutal. Everyone goes through the fire, that refining fire, right? If you want to come out nice and shiny, you're going to go through your fire. Everyone has a story. Everyone. They have a beginning. They have a middle. And one day, an end. The potential that a person brings and carries in them before they're even born is a treasure. You have to know that you're a treasure. If you don't know that you're a treasure, you two guys out there, it's my son, you know, a little feminine. Let's just keep it real, right? Let's just be real about the value that sets in you. However you're identifying yourself, the value that is in you to fulfill your greatest potential and having the courage to do it. Not everyone's going to do that. Not everyone's going to fulfill their potential. They're going to end. And all of that great potential will be left inside of them. I'm trying to fulfill my purpose and destiny and all that's in me. And I like what the great Miles Monroe says, I want to die empty. I want to pour out everything that I have. And so everyone has this treasure, has this value. Everyone is born with potential, and how they use that treasure is written one day at a time. I can remember the stories my mother would tell me before I was born. And we've got a lot of debate about different things in this country, and we're trying to figure some things out. And I remember her telling me that my father didn't want her to have me. And he wanted her to abort me. Had that happened, I wouldn't be on air saying, live your life to your fullest potential. Entrepreneurship is one of the most extraordinary adventures that you could have in life. It's exciting, it's scary, it's overwhelming, it's exhilarating, it'll make you cry, it'll make you laugh, it'll make you celebrate. All of it. All of it. And so I'm grateful that she had the courage to say no. And this is back in 1965. Had she done that, had she agreed, what they didn't know, because the technology wasn't there, is that she was having twins. How about that? Two people with full of potential, greatness. You know that experts say that the formative years are from 0 to 8 years old. And during that time, the brain's neurobiological development is the fastest after birth. Who a child will become is shaped during those early years. So it's important what's going on from 0 to 8 years old. And so I researched this out a little bit. The phrase used for formative years was also called a potent time. Potent, like potential. I was like, wow. And the word potential obviously comes from the word potent. The potent word means to have great power, influence, or effect. 0 to 8 years old, you're being identified as being of great power, influence, or effect. And so with all of the failures that we're going to have, and I had plenty of them. I keep my high school transcripts just as a reminder of how crazy high school was for me. I didn't have a lot of encouragement, so I didn't make a lot of effort. Now, I recently finished my master's degree last year, 4.0, summa cum laude. What happened? My potential kicked in. Your potential will kick in. And so as you are developing and you're looking at this slate of entrepreneurship and where should I be and what should I do next, and having the right perspective matters. So remember, number one, we talked about in the first segment, give yourself permission to be normal in this process, to feel like other entrepreneurs will feel. And the ebbs and flows, give yourself permission. And remember, it's part of the process, right? It's part of the process. Number two, I want you to remember that you are very potent. You were born to be influential, to have great power, great effect. Number two, you're bringing that to the table. Even though there's ebbs and flows and there's disappointments and everything doesn't work out the way that you want it to all the time, it's okay. Number three, when we come back, I'm going to give you number three. We're going to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on Business on the Edge and AM 1220 KDOW Bayer's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to AM 1220 KDOW here with business coach Margaret Jackson. And we're talking about your future. A little inspiration, a little motivation. You're not alone in the entrepreneurial journey, and you can apply it to your personal life however you wish. But I want to encourage those teeter-totter. Remember the teeter-totter? I love the teeter-totter. Teeter-totter. I was a young girl. I loved it. And sometimes that's how your business feels. You're like you're teetering and tottering. And should I keep going? I can tell you, I'm not sure how many businesses I am coaching and consulting through the week. It's a lot. And what's so amazing is that they're in these different places. They're in these different places financially. They're in these different places in their structure and setup. They're either starting or they're in that existing stage or struggling stage. Some of them are scaling. And sometimes I'm working with them and I'm thinking, wow, if that business had the income and revenue that they have, they would be totally sustained. And this company is making, you know, more money. They're making a decent amount of income. And they need access to capital to scale and to get new opportunities. And the banking system right now is like very conservative on how they're lending right now. The pandemic really, the pandemic, someone told me today, this really cool entrepreneur just blowing up, just absolutely amazing. I was introduced to him yesterday. And so we're having some conversations about collaborating on some work. Thought I'd be a good fit. And so it's totally amazing. And you got these scenarios of people in different entrepreneurial ventures and trying to go to their next level. And COVID just brutalized some businesses, a lot of businesses. And then on the other hand, COVID pushed other businesses to their next level, like Zoom. Zoom just took off. It wasn't that we weren't using Zoom, but Zoom took off. We were using it more. They in fact started improving their platform. Remember early on, there was these Zoom bombers. I had Zoom bombers on one of my Zoom calls. It was so bad, guys. I'm telling you, if I told you what people out there doing, I was just jaw dropped. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going on? COVID changed how we do business. COVID changed how banks are thinking about lending. COVID changed how we engage one another. Totally changed things. And so you've got these entrepreneurs, the small businesses, the backbone of our country, the spine of our country, wanting to come back, wanting to build and wanting to grow. But no one was ready for COVID. So there was a lot of losses, a lot of loans out there that didn't get paid back. And it changed also for real estate, right? Renting, getting into buildings. So you're dealing with things that we didn't have to deal with in the manner in which we deal with it now. So you gotta think about all of these things that are impacting you. So I told you, number one, giving yourself permission. Number two, knowing that you are powerful. You were born for being great and a great influencer. Number three, you want to connect to a community. You want to connect to a community. And we go into the next segment, I'm going to share a little bit about that and how you can connect to a community. And then I'm going to give you my point number four. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW, Bay Area's business and finance leader. We are here to serve you. We will be back in a moment.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, Small Business Concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, Women in Business Centerfold, Small Business Science Lab, Bridging the Gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. We are going to talk about what we're doing at Small Business Concierge in just a moment. I want to wrap up my thoughts. Wrap up my thoughts today. Get you out of your slump. Get you out of your that place where you're like, I just want to quit. Am I doing this? I'll just go back and get a real job. We need you to survive and thrive. You are born with greatness. Before we went to the commercial break, my point number three coming in, going out of the segment, is that you need to connect to a community. You need a community that understands what you're going through. Either they've been through it, they're going through it, you're about to go through it, but you need a community. You need to connect with entrepreneurs, have conversations. And there's great resources out there. Business associations, chambers, you name it. There is an R throughout the nation that you can connect with. And, you know, I want to give you some advice that you do not have to go into these communities and relationships, if you will, and feel like you need to know it all. There's this kind of underlining, I don't want people to know that I don't know something. What's a business model? Learn to ask questions. Hey, I'm new to this. I've been a C-level executive. I'm not sure how to write a business plan for what I'm doing. I've had that. Being a C-level executive doesn't mean that you come into entrepreneurship as like, I'm just going to have a great, sustainable business, profitable, and it's just going to be a cakewalk. It's not a cakewalk. And the sooner that you understand that and really, I guess, have that humility and understand that you're going to need support and you're going to need help. It's so funny being, it's hilarious. It's just hilarious. When I'm on calls with people that have come out of corporate America and they really try hard to be in those sessions as if they just really know. And I'm like, if you really know, why are you here? You know, they have this persona that they don't really need your support, but they want your support. They really, when you can humble yourselves and says, look, this is all new. I don't know what the heck I'm doing. When I started my first business as a audio video production company, I knew audio video production. I knew nothing about running and operating a business. I didn't know how to write a business plan. I didn't know what a business model was. I didn't know what an idea assessment was. I did not know. I didn't know how to put together a financial model. I couldn't read an income statement. We all start somewhere. I was in my late 20s. Doing something that was above my head. But here I am. Just had a birthday 30 years later. So I'm telling you that it's okay to not know. It's okay to go in and become a part of a community or an association, a business group, and learn from one another. Listen to the trainings and speakers that they bring in. Get connected to a SCORE or an SBDC or a Women's Business Center or a Veterans Business Center or a Renaissance Center. All kinds of resources out there. Go to a business school, like in Chicago, Joseph's Business School. All over the place, there's resources. The Small Business Concierge, we have a Small Business Fitness Center. You know why? And we kind of use this play on words. If you go out to our website, you're going to see this girl lifting weights. And we're saying we want you to shape your business. We want you to develop a competitive advantage in our Small Business Fitness Center. You're connected to people who are entrepreneurs that are on calls. We had a great call this week. Our monthly coaching call. And we talked about pitch decks and how to build a strong, powerful pitch deck. Gave examples, what it should look like, what should be in it. If you're going it alone, that's a tough road. That's a tough road to travel. So if you want an opportunity to go deeper, get into a community, certainly go out to our website. We have a great community. We have great resources in the Small Business Fitness Center, from videos to where should I start. We have getting started sessions with you. We evaluate where you're at so we can help you move forward. We just picked up a client, a new client off of Thumbtack. I love Thumbtack. Thumbtack is really a cool tool. And this customer's in Katy, Texas. She gave me a great 5-star review because she's getting the support. She didn't know where to start, and she is on her way. Did her business model canvas, working on her business plan, working on her financial model, giving her guidance along the way. Kind of like a 24-hour fitness center, you have support, but you go in and you lift up your, you lift your business weights. You work out, you work your brain out. We're helping you with that. So powerful, so powerful. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the bottom of our show. We are talking to those entrepreneurs worn out, those new business, those newbies. You were crying last night and you're like, why am I doing this? And here's Coach Margaret today saying, get up, dust yourself off, give yourself permission to be a normal entrepreneur. You are not going to get around the processes and experiences that take place being an entrepreneur. It's okay. You're going to be fine. You're going to get to that next step. Remember, number two, remember that you are born, created to have great power, influence, and effect. You got to believe that. You got to connect to a community. Going it alone, it's kind of like, you ever watch videos and you're looking at a lioness and they're going on the hunt and they're picking away the one that's now in the community, that the pack, right? They're looking for their prey and they're on that hunt. Stay with the community. Build a community. Collaborate. Build partnerships, intermediaries. Ask lots of questions. Warren Buffett reads 6 hours a day, keeping himself informed, abreast, reading reports. Bill Gates reads 50 books a year because he doesn't know it all. And he wants to keep himself sharp, mentally sharp and fit. If these guys, billionaires, have to do it, you have to do your part as well. So I want to leave you with my final thoughts. You have potential. You were born to be potent, to be very powerful. Make sure that when you take, you get up every morning to take the bull by the horns, your business, your entrepreneurship journey, be relentless, endure, press past the difficulties. Take the power, your ability to do something extremely well and reach for those stars. Make your ding on the universe. Posture yourself. Be noticeable. Your business noticeable. Frame it. Frame your position. Let your posture be noticeable. Let your attitude be noticeable. And I'm not talking about arrogance. I'm talking about the assurity, the decision that you make within yourself that this is the type of business that you're going to have and run. This is the posture that you're going to take. This is the position and the framing and the theme that you're going to take. And understand your purpose. You want to dominate, be determined and resolute. Be principled in your guiding belief. And possess your territory, your space, your land. Become the leader. Become the go-to solution. And when you've done all of that, and you're going to look back and going from a self-employed, wearing all of the hats, to a business system, we can celebrate. So if you want a community and a business coach, and you want me to be your business coach, ask for the business. Go out to our website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz. Pick a membership. Get the business growth plan for sure. And let's get to work. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.